From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is winter blooms. Winter is typically portrayed as a season of death, with a retreat of life from the surface underground. Yet, if we go out into the natural landscape and look, we see that is not really what is happening. This is a great time to walk in the woods and look closely at branches, twigs, and the forest floor. Buds form on trees and shrubs that will become next year's flowers and leaves. New shoots are already enlarging on grasses, sedges, and bulbs. It may be a quiet time of year for photosynthesis, but it is a lively, vital season despite short, dark days, cold temperatures, and reduced sunlight. Open a tight bud of skunk cabbage, and you will see the next inflorescence already formed and growing week by week into a familiar, unfragrant flower of early spring. Red alders sprout dark red new buds on branch tips. Leaves and catkins for the next growing season form rapidly as the season spins towards winter solstice. In late January, new catkins will emerge. Willows are close behind alders, already showing the buds that will be pussy willows, ready for late winter. In salt marshes, new sedge shoots are ready to expand, waiting for slightly longer days to shoot up. They will be well grown by the spring equinox, ready to take up as much sunlight as a rainy coastal spring can offer. Underground, the fungi and bacteria that surround plant roots are continuing to grow in vast networks. The temperature of the soil a few feet down doesn't really change from summer to winter. More winter moisture means more nutrients for growth, often enough to fruit. Mushrooms on the surface reflect an abundance of fungal life underground. Enjoy winter. It's as lively as summer, minus the mosquitoes. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.